never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done. This looks like a good day.
So let's get started on our Monday get-together here. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Hitching a Ride with You. And Jennifer is here. Richie is here. We're all riding on the same train. It's not the midnight train to Georgia. It's the that's a 6 o'clock train to Framingham. Or maybe it's a 6 o'clock train to wherever you're going. East Coast time, it's 6 at the moment, 7 o'clock. Let's see, where is it, 7 o'clock? In Bermuda, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's see, where is it backwards? Midwest, on the Midwest, central time, as they say. A little after 5 o'clock, a little after 4 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain states.
Mm-hmm.
Jen is working a little after 3. For those of you who are listening, we are heard all around the world at different times. It does not mean that what we're talking about, because we're waking up, rising and shining, beautiful sunshiny morning here on the East Coast. It is not, there's nothing that we will talk about today that will not have relevance to you and yours. All of us have things in life that we love. We have our families, we have our animals, we have our hobbies, we have our jobs, we have all of those things. And I'm looking at the slideshow of Charlotte that is typical of Charlotte. Those of you who are familiar with me know that this dog is one of the things in my life that I have found to be not only in terms of relationships, just the companionship, the rewards. And you all, who anybody who has a pet, can't help but at some time think that these beings are almost, you get so close to them, it's almost an attachment beyond belief. You don't think that you can have the feelings for a being, whether it's a human being or whether it's a being, a bovine being or a canine being or a feline being or whatever.
I think it's different, too. You know, you and Charlotte are on your own, so you guys are very close.
Right.
Same thing, you know. When you don't have other things distracting you, this becomes your family.
Well, and when Janet and I, pre-kids, it was just a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, we treated him more like a kid than we
right.
And we still
and
do,
so,
but it just, you know, it gets diluted.
Yeah, it does. But you have worries about Patch because there are things that Patch can't do now.
He's getting old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
getting
I don't... When I came home from Heidelberg on Saturday, Charlotte had been well taken care of by all the people on the farm because they all love her, too. And so she didn't see me come in. She didn't see the truck. I had come back from the airport, and I came in the house, and I was looking for her. But she was outside in the barnyard. So when I went out the door, and I looked over, and she saw me. She was coming around sort of the back of the barn. And the barn's about, 400 or 500 feet from the house, maybe a little further than that.
Yeah.
So she sees me, and she puts her, you know how the dogs, they put their ears back and they run.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ran across the grass and ran across the driveway. And it's the greatest feeling because, you know, she wants you to know that she's happy that you're there. And I know from all the reports I get from everybody here, when I'm gone, she mopes around and she, you know, just kind of plods around
mm-hmm.
as she begrudgingly goes outside or does whatever. But she's looking and doesn't. The dogs don't understand where you go. They just know when she sees me, whether I'm packing up my briefcase or upstairs packing up my regular suitcase, she knows exactly, exactly what's going on. She puts her head down. And
yep.
She'll look up with her eyes, with her head down. Anyway, the reason I say that is because it happened, I don't know, I don't understand. Well, I don't. I remember Brendan telling me that Frankie, who is Brendan's dog, my son, a big galoot, just as the vet says, just put gas in him and run him. Because he's exactly the opposite in terms of attention that's necessary to his well-being. Charlotte needs a lot of attention because there are a lot of things that go on in bulldog systems that don't go on in regular, bigger dog systems. And so I have, in this circumstance, she was throwing up last week. She threw up a couple of times, and Edgar was concerned, so we brought her over to the vet hospital and had her checked out, and there wasn't anything they could see. But then when I came home on Saturday night, she threw up again, so, and she was really slow and not like her at all. So I brought her to the vets yesterday afternoon, to this this dog hospital, if you will, and they found a piece of metal in her small intestine about the size of a dime.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And so, yeah. So
that's what she got into while you were gone, then.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, when I think Brendan tells me that Frankie ate a battery and it came out the other end, the people at the hospital said they pulled all kinds of things, plastic
sure.
gloves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Washcloths,
yep.
You know, things out of their butt. That,
a patch yeah. did a sock or something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
But pieces of metal are more obviously difficult,
yeah.
especially a smaller dog. And,
and you don't want that to stay in there either.
No, so she spent the night at the hospital, and I talked about, 10 o'clock last night to the doctor. Wonderful. And it turns out, isn't it amazing? Talk about Uri and synchronicity, Rich. Mm-hmm. The vet lives down the street a half a mile from us, and yet this hospital is 20 miles away.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
you
know the farm. I didn't know. I've never seen her before in my life.
And that's something.
Yeah. She comes to the farm all the time, gets ice cream and stuff. So anyway, the prognosis is good, except you always worry about, okay, if it doesn't pass, they got to go in and get it.
Right.
And she's older.
Stuff like
yeah.
that. And she's a little older, and dogs with small noses and what they call squishy faces don't always do well, although she's been under anesthesia 3 or 4 times in her life. So I guess my point is here, telling the story that relates to all those who love their pets, if you would hold what I always say, I say to my friends, hold a good thought for Charlotte, that would be neat.
Absolutely.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then you can look at the pictures of her doing silly things like rolling around on the grass upside down, which is a great shot. Okay.
Charlotte.
So in bringing that around into focus, I was thinking about one of the great paradoxes of our time, and that is how so many of us rely on prayer for healing. And there's a poll that's out that I want to talk about in a second as to where you are in all of this. And I'd be curious at 800-510-8255 as we begin our week thinking about the things that you would like to see happen this week. It's 4th of July week. And most everything will be closed down on Friday, and it'll be closed down on Monday. And because what? A week from today is 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be here, by the way, on the air live, 4th of July.
Woo-hoo! Yes,
who's
we will.
Who's going to be here with me? Jennifer?
I'll be here.
Jennifer will be here. Rich will be here.
I wish it were today.
Why is that, Rich?
I love working holidays. I can't wait for it to come.
I heard there are going to be fireworks.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure there will be. All right, so anyway, your thoughts about prayer and the fact that the number of Americans who rely on prayer for healing has increased about 30% in the last 15, 20 years or so. Why do you think that is? 800-510-8255. Quarter past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet, three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. And good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. We're talking about prayer and what I referred to as a sort of a paradox. We are about half of our country says that they rely on prayer. I was talking about Charlotte, my dog, being in the hospital, and I'm asking for some good thoughts. Good thoughts for many mean prayer. And certainly this program is a paradox, I guess, in a manner of speaking, because this is not a political program. It's a program about what goes on in your life. And certainly with half of you praying, this is not a, you know, there are a lot of Christian radio programs as well. This isn't about Christianity. It's just about how you direct your thoughts, your strong thoughts, to help the causes or the things or the beings that you want to help, maybe even yourself. So is the feds have looked at prayer as an alternative to medicine, which is really anathema to some, because, you know, the people that are into big-time scientific study, Dr. Ken is one of those, but he believes in the power of prayer. And so what is there about this? Is it parochial? Is it unconventional? Is it helpful? Prayer and its role in your life. When's the last time you prayed, Richie?
I'm sorry, Doug, what's that?
Last time you prayed.
Yesterday.
About?
I was on the way to the hospital to see my friend Jamie, who had just wrecked his motorcycle. A car pulled out in front of him.
Ooh.
They took him in an unusually far distance to a hospital that wasn't even close to where his accident was. And this hospital is known for doing brain stuff, so of course you're driving to the hospital and wondering what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was very relieved to walk in and see the broken arm and the road rash all over the place.
Well, there you go. All right, so you held a good thought. Jennifer, when was the last time you had a moment of prayer?
Last night before I went to bed.
Yeah. Now I lay
always
me down
do
to
reflect
sleep.
On the day.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Remember those prayers?
Mm-hmm. I do remember
if
those.
If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I never liked that prayer.
To keep.
Yeah. Sean is like, Daddy, that's kind of spooky.
Yeah. I know. Right. Your prayers, 800-510-8255. 21 after on Good Day.
Ooh.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
To the praise and worship at a Jehovah's Witness church one time. Sing songs like
someone's knocking at your door, somebody's ringing your bell.
And let me in. Became a believer. I led worship at a Church of Christ. You can laugh. Go ahead. They laugh. They love that joke. Because it's funny. I think the way we pray is, prayer is a powerful thing, but I think it's when you grow up in church, it's just you hear prayers all the time in different styles and stuff, and little quirks that people have when they pray. I don't know, little phrases that I don't understand to this day. But we use the phrases, but we, that's just what we heard growing up. We think that's just the right thing to say when we pray, you know, like hedge of protection. You ever hear that? Hear that a lot.
Hedge of protection. Damn, we are praying a hedge of protection around you, buddy. That's right, a hedge. Around you and your whole family.
The hedge, huh? I don't mean to complain. Is that the best you can do?
Prayer. And how it helps you. Jennifer thinks that talking about prayer or praying in public makes people uncomfortable. You think that's true? 800-510.
Yes, I said it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this. I asked earlier for a prayer or a thought, good thought for Charlotte, who's in the dog hospital this morning dealing with some metal in her system. And it brought me around to thinking about praying. Central to everyday life for a lot of Americans. A large majority of people believe in prayer, believe in God. Now, whether or not they go to church, you see there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect between church, and I have it in my own life, my own reality. I don't think church doesn't mean anything to me, even though it did a great deal when I was a kid growing up, learned a lot about various things. But I don't think you have to be in a building in order to be close to a supreme being. But that's just...
Yeah, you believe in collective thought.
I absolutely believe in collective thought. I believe in an infinite intelligence.
Sure.
A God, if you want
and
to call
power
it that.
Of collective thought.
I don't think that there's a... I think it's nonsensical not to believe in a supreme being.
So then you would... Oh, okay.
It doesn't, you know, they say, what is the expression? It doesn't compute.
Yeah.
All of the things. And I guess I found this... I was talking to some friends about the brain stuff. We all know who, anybody who's been listening to me with any regularity over the past 4, 5, 6 months knows that I have gotten deeply involved in a study of my own brain and talking in general about the brain and how it works. And that is only one of the organs. Think about your heart and how it beats without you thinking about it. Think about all the organs that are in your body and how many miles does Ken say we have of circulatory, the arteries, the veins, the capillaries.
Tens of miles.
The intestine. I mean, how does that happen by accident? It doesn't compute. Anyway, what did you start to say, Richie?
I think one of the more interesting recent phenomenons is the Facebook and social networking. You know, you get on in trouble. And, for example, I posted a picture of me and Richard and Jamie together, Jamie laying all bloodied up on his hospital bed.
Oh, wow.
You know, and all of our friends and everything, hey, Jamie, get better soon. You know, and
that's
everybody.
Great. That's
so the whole
thought.
Phenomenon of collective thought on social networking. You've got to wonder what the effect and what the power
of that could
be. There
have been plenty of studies that have shown how conclusively this stuff helps.
I don't think you can go a week or two without somebody on Facebook, seeing something on Facebook where somebody says, hey, everybody, hold a good thought for. Yeah.
Who prays, what might be, is I think the conversation may not have to be about prayer as much as whether or not you use it or not. I don't know if people are uncomfortable with that, but I think it's worth some time. That's why we're giving you some time to think about prayer. 28 after on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Diabetes is a growing epidemic affecting nearly 26 million Americans. But according to Crystal Bowersox, runner-up on American Idol Season 9 and one of today's most talented new artists, it doesn't have to prevent you from living your life. At age 6, Crystal was diagnosed with diabetes. Though she's managing the disease well today, she's had some close calls, including one while on the show.
During the competition, I was so busy rehearsing that I lost sight of my priorities. I let my diabetes sit on the back burner and wound up in the hospital. I let diabetes control me and almost lost everything that I have today. I realized then and now that in order to achieve my dreams and live life on my terms, I have to take control of my diabetes.
Crystal has partnered with the maker of OneTouch blood glucose meters to help people with diabetes understand that regular monitoring and managing blood sugar can help you live a full life. For more information about Crystal and to share your own life first story, visit the OneTouch Facebook page at facebook.com/OneTouch. I'm Lee Shepherd.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. 235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Believe prayer helps. 800-510-8255 or Doug at DougStefan.com or Jen, let's put it on a Facebook page.
We'll do that.
I think that would be something. There are a couple of, we'll put this up as the poll at DougStefan.com today. I don't like the poll that's there anyway. So here is the question. Do you believe that prayer helps? A, yes, collective thought works miracles. B, no. It's a religious ruse. C, perhaps, how can it hurt? And that's the point of all of this. You know, the people who get themselves all, we had a conversation last week, didn't we, a couple of days in a row about various things, the that street change in Brooklyn, Seven in Heaven, wasn't that the name of the street that they
Seven changed in Heaven was, yeah.
Idiots, these, and I, you know, I say idiots because I can't understand how people would spend or get themselves so wrapped around something that is as negative as that is. And people say, well, you do it from time to time. Okay, yeah, I'm not perfect. Nobody's... you can take a shot at me if you want to for not being perfect. I'm not. But I don't understand how people get themselves so ratcheted up about something like this. So what? Who cares? What difference does it make? What the name of the street is? It could be Mufuski Place. And I mean, so you don't believe in prayer or God? Great. It's like the television set. If you don't like the show, you turn it off. Or the radio. You don't like the program? Hit the switch and go to another program, another channel. There's nobody that says you gotta, you don't like the name of the street? Don't drive down it. There's a protest for you. I'll fix you. I'm not gonna drive on that street. Yeah, that's how silly. What was the other thing that had to do with, with a religion or a prayer or something last week that everybody got all wrinkled up. See how important this is? I don't even remember what it was. But I know we had two different things that were stirring in the pot, and I thought both of them were really foolish. And so, at any rate, but that's what makes the world go round. We all have a different priority. But a lot of you are using prayer. There's a wide variety of prayer in use in America, and it doesn't make any difference anymore, according to the studies, how much money you make. It used to be that people who were poor prayed more than people who were rich. Now people with good income and access to medical care, that seems to be part of it, because people were praying mostly for health of themselves or loved ones. And so now, and that's because they didn't have medical care. It's interesting how this research sort of pans out. There's a study that was done last month, and the increase of use of prayer for health concerns They're about 49% of adults in the 90s used prayer to help themselves or others who were sick. And apparently it's up about 14% from that data. And so, again, it's part of the reason that I believe prayer works. There are people who are in the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine who point to studies that claim prayer, even though outside the mainstream of healing practices, and certainly there's not much science to prayer, right? What science could prove that prayer worked?
Yeah, sure you could.
How's that?
Absolutely. Studies, haven't there?
I think, yeah. I think back to something we talked about a couple of years ago about how some groups got together and prayed about somebody and they got better.
They do studies of sick people and how many people have prayer behind them and how many people don't and the results. And sure,
you know, it's interesting. Latinos believe in what they refer to. The old, remember the Indians and Native Americans used to refer to them as medicine men? Remember that? They're all sorts of foolish representations of that in old movies and stories and stuff. But they are closer to, and I have some very close friends who believe in things like sweat lodges, things that that bring people together that are certainly non-traditional. The mind-body interaction of people who, they describe it as spiritual healing. What's the, there's a song. I think it's
sexual
a
healing?
Van
sexual
Morrison.
Healing?
Yeah, let's change the name. We can change it from sexual to spiritual.
Spiritual healing.
Yeah, I suppose. So I don't want to beat a dead horse.
We'll pray for the dead horse you just beat.
Right. Bad choice of words. But I just think prayer is available if you want it. And there's nothing wrong. I am taken back sometimes by people who overdo it. Like, I don't like, we have before our board of trustees meetings, we often have a prayer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get together, say the Pledge of Allegiance, okay, that's fine. And then maybe you might sing the Star-Spangled Banner, that's fine. A moment of silence, I think, is a better way of referring to it than prayer. But no matter how you look at it, I think there is great reason to believe that it works and it's strong and helps to make us all healthy if it's used. I think the maybe what I'm trying to say is, in terms of it being used by some people, there are a lot of phonies in the world. Sadly, many of them go into politics, and they use backdrops, they use stages, they use people. You know how I object, Richie, all the time to politicians using the military as a backdrop or a stage mm-hmm. for their own political aspirations. And I think that happens also with religious leaders falling in. And I think there are a lot of phony religious, phony leaders. You don't really need them. You need just yourself to understand what it is that you desire to communicate and pass it along, because that's what it is. It's passing it along. So, again, the question, do you believe prayer helps? Yes, collective thought works. No, it's a religious ruse. Let's see here. See, perhaps.
Well.
How can it hurt? What are people saying already?
Well, no, I didn't list the questions exactly like that, so it's close. So. I have it down at this point, and it may change. A, yes, your connection with God makes miracles happen.
Okay.
B, no, prayer is a wasted wish to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
C, I'm not sure if it helps, but I still pray just in case.
Right.
And D, I just don't know.
Uh-huh. All right, so how is that? You don't know. But why, it's kind of like believing in an afterlife. You don't really know, but if you're right, swell. It's okay. You've done the right thing.
If
you're wrong, who cares? Better to have, what's the old expression? Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved.
It's like travel insurance.
Right, exactly. Better to have believed and won than not to have. All right, so let's change our focus. We're a little late for the 2020 News Quiz question, but I thought you'd find this interesting. For whatever the reason, on the way back on the plane on Saturday, I came across some, I read a lot of weird stuff. A lot of people wouldn't read it. And that's why I find it interesting, because it is things, there are things in my reading and which come before me every day that isn't what's in everybody else's notebook. And that's why I like to talk about them. For example, There are two new hospitals that are being built in Iraq. Two new hospitals being built in Iraq. How much are they costing to build versus the amount of a hospital that could be built in America? All right? 800-510-8255. You know, we're talking a lot about rebuilding. We want to get out of Afghanistan, but we're not getting out fast enough to satisfy a lot of people. And we're also talking about rebuilding. What do they call it? What's the term that's used? Not rebuilding. Isn't there another term when we blow up the country and then we go in and...
reconstruction.
The term is. You know what I'm saying. At any rate, so how much does... Maybe the better way of asking the question... How much does it cost to build a new, this is the building, really a couple of big hospitals in Iraq? How much does it cost to do that? And what would the same hospital over here cost if you, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, by the way, that helps you a little. 800-510-8255, you can either know or take a guess at it. The right question is, how much do these hospitals cost in Iraq versus what they would cost in America? I really just want to know what you think the hospitals in Iraq will cost. I'll tell you what the same kind of facility would cost to build in America. But the important thing is for us to get a focus on how much money we're spending to continue to rebuild in Iraq and how much we're going to spend to build Afghanistan back up again. We blow them all to hell and then we build them. And then people, with justification, get upset because we have roads falling apart in America. We have homes and... Or we have public buildings and facilities falling apart. So we're spending all this money to rebuild Iraq and Afghanistan. How come we're not spending the money here? And I think that's a good question.
I just like the under new management sign in front of Iraq when you drive by.
Yeah, you like that.
That's
800-510-8255. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. At this time, may I suggest that you think about your pains, your aches, and our friends at Salon Paws who have made it. Now, there are two different kind of patches. You can try them both out by going to either DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com. This idea of pain relief without having to chew or swallow pills that you don't tolerate has really been catching on like wildfire. Most everybody on my staff is trying these, and you can too because you get a free sample of Salon Paws by going to DougSteffen.com. Click on the Salon Paws button. Stop the pain at the site, at the place where it's painful. If you don't believe this will work, you get free ones to try out by going to DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I want to share with you a picture I was in with some major business leaders. About 4 or 5 months ago, I was in a magazine with some great people in business. And my gosh, did I feel like I made it in life. Here I am with these people. I was going to run home and tell my wife and put this magazine on the table and say, hey, look, Carol, I made it. I'm in a picture with these people. And then I said to myself, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. I took that magazine, put it down, and I said, Carol, do you know what these people are doing right now? They are talking to their wives, and they're saying, honey, I made it. I'm in a picture with Andy Greenberg. Now, I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything, but sometimes we see people that we think naturally intimidate us, naturally are better than us. Forget about it. Don't ever think like that. You are as good as anybody else around you, if not better. Picture life with you as the hero. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. One company with a goal to empower decision-making by its employees challenged themselves to deliver the right information to the right people at the right time. Ed Largent, president of Westfield Insurance, explains how they did it.
Data analytics technology really gives our employees easier access to the information they need to make quicker decisions with better insight. Everybody works from a single version of the truth. We can now measure our performance and deliver value much more effectively.
Through a partnership with IBM, Westfield's employees now deliver faster and better solutions to customers that are more innovative and information-based. Largent adds,
better insight leads to profitable growth, stronger relationships with our partners, lower expenses, and most of all, peace of mind for our customers.
To learn more, go to westfieldinsurance.com. That's Masters of Business Change from IBM.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We've been talking about prayer and its existence, whether or not it's something that you use the collective thought, perhaps, is the better way of looking at it. That's on the Facebook page. We also are interested in the amount it costs to build a hospital. The same thing can be said, by the way, of prisons, too. For those of you who are digging around trying to find this, maybe I just, for the purposes of discussion, it makes a, it's so dramatic, and the number is so outrageous that you just sit here and in awe, wonder.
Wow. Hey, think about it.
How these, you know what it costs?
They have no ability to manufacture any of the goods it takes to build this hospital anywhere in that region.
No.
So it all has to be shipped.
Right.
They have no ability to provide the people who know how to build the hospital in that region.
So they have to bring in
people in. Then they have to protect those people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course it's going to be nuts. Just how nuts is it?
Well, but then the other side of it is we're doing it, and they have this in all the oil. You know, we've never taken a penny's worth of oil out of Iraq.
Yeah, and you know the craziest thing?
They pay 14 cents a gallon.
Well, they pay 14 cents a gallon, but of all the billions of dollars we're pouring into that hospital or millions of dollars we're pouring into that hospital, we're borrowing...
Yeah, 42 cents
on every dollar from China to do it.
Right, So here's the answer to the question. The average hospital and prison being built in Iraq, $400 million. How do you like that?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Taxpayer.
Really?
$400
million.
Well,
million?
The average
cost to build a hospital in the United States?
$112 million for the same size hospital. Or prison. Anything. You know, those buildings are about the same. The same kind of construction, et cetera, et cetera. So, Vina asks a question. What do you, is there some way we can stop building these hospitals? Is that your question?
Well, first of all, I'm going, why are we building them over there?
Because we agreed that's part of the reconstruction. That's part of our agreement with them in terms of our withdrawal. We'll withdraw. We'll train your soldiers. We'll train your police. We'll build your roads. We'll build your hospitals. We'll rebuild the infrastructure that we blew to smithereens. And we don't get any oil. We don't get any money. We get no payback. Nothing. Zero. So it's certainly food for thought, is it not?
We have a stable environment there. Where
That's true. Is that worth all the dough is the question.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
The green light is on, and it's shining on you. Green lights are better than red lights, are they not? Have that green light.
All green, baby.
Green light means go.
Good light.
Go, go, go.
We like lights. Technology time here on Good Day at 53, almost 54 past the hour. What's the best precaution you can take to protect yourself from a security breach? A lot of people are concerned about that with all the hacking going on, big corporations, governments, here and there. So how do you protect yourself from a security breach? Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, tells you how you can protect yourself next year on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
The popular file synchronizing service Dropbox had a big problem last week, security. For a four-hour period, no passwords were required to access anybody's account. Of course, given that Dropbox is used to keep important files synchronized across multiple devices, this is a big problem. According to the Washington Post, there is at least some good news. Less than 100 customers had their accounts accessed improperly during the breach. So, let's talk about the big picture. Obviously, as our computing world moves online, we have to both expect that security will be an ongoing problem, and we have to use common sense, like not storing sensitive or private information on these services. Security risks, unfortunately, are becoming a fact of life. Just as it's dangerous to cross the street in the wrong place or at the wrong time, it can be dangerous to keep your files in the cloud. So, take precautions and use common sense. I'm Alex Goldfain.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
One of today's most successful beers started modestly more than 25 years ago in a Boston kitchen. Kate Brooks has more on what company This is a guy, by the way, I think I've... But you remember when I went to visit...
Jim Cook.
Yeah. Jim Cook at this wonderful... This is a great business story. It really is. The American Dream, American company, small business becoming a big business, do-it-yourself brewers. Maybe you can follow in his footsteps.
Is brewing beer your passion? Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Samuel Adams, says the company wants to help home brewers and small craft breweries turn their passions into successful businesses.
Since 2008, we've been helping small business owners in the food, beverage, and hospitality industries to turn their business dreams into reality through the Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream program. Now we're expanding the program and opening the fund to small craft brewers nationwide, helping them get the tools they need to succeed.
Cook says small brewers can apply for loans up to $25,000, with all loan payments recycled back into the fund.
Our goal with the Brewing the American Dream program is to nurture small business owners whose nano or microbreweries are facing the same hurdles I faced when I began brewing Samuel Adams Boston Lager in my kitchen in 1984.
For more, log on to samueladams.com/BTAD. That's Business Sense from Samuel Adams.
The hacker group known as LulzSec, LulzSec, which attacked websites of government offices, security agencies, says they are not going to do it anymore. They've made their point.
Yeah. On Twitter.
Yeah.
They made the announcement. Okay, we're done.
Yeah. So who is it? Do we know who it is?
And
why they did it?
They've been able to stay anonymous and hide in the shadows. And
isn't that amazing?
Come out, wreak havoc, take responsibility for it, and then go, okay, we proved our point.
Yeah. Kind of like the Viet Cong hit and run, right?
You know, I can't, I need somebody to explain this to me. I can't keep track of these different hacker groups. Some of them hack just to say, hey, look what can happen if you aren't more careful.
Right.
And by the way, now we can sell you an antidote to this hack that we just did. And some of them hack to really be malicious and to take companies down. And I can't tell who's on the good side, who's on the bad side, and who's just there having fun.
But is it fun? I guess that's the...
And I think some guys are just challenged. Some people are just challenged. Yeah. I want to be able to take Citibank down.
Yeah. Right.
And some people are trying to sell goods and services.
Get a job. Mm. Oh, my God.
Get a life even better, Jen. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 past the hour.